Scottish football's league leader. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Rangers 1, Celtic 0, the half-time score at Ibrox. In the other 3 o'clock kick-offs, Aberdeen 1, Ross County 1. We're back underway in the next 3. Hearts 1, Motherwell 0, Kilmarnock 1, St Mirren 0 and St Johnstone 1, Hibs 0. Roger Hanna is at Ibrox for us. Sometimes you can tell with some of the players that are out there warming up. Is there maybe any sign of changes, Roger?
Not at the minute. I'm just looking down at the Celtic substitutes. I can see, I think it's Tony Ralston, Adam Eder just down in front. There don't appear to be any missing that, you know, could have gone inside. I wonder if Brendan Rodgers will give his players just an extra 10 minutes just to see if they can shake themselves from that very uncharacteristic lethargy of the first half, Andrew. Rangers substitutes still out as well. They haven't made any changes. I wouldn't anticipate them making any changes. There'll be much change starting lineup. If you remember, Ridvan Yilmaz in it right back for the first time. It's a back four that's never played together before. Robin Proper and Dujon Sterling together in the middle, and Jeffrey was of course just booked just before the break. We're just seeing the Celtic players coming out, led by Callum McGregor. Greg Taylor at his back, they're the only ones to emerge from the tunnel so far. I can see Liam Scales now. Doesn't look as if there's going to be any changes yet from the Hoops. They're coming out very slowly for the second half. Dyson Maida, Cameron Carter Vickers, the latest to emerge from the Ibrox tunnel. Paolo Bernardo behind them. It looks to me to be the same Celtic 11, so Brendan Rodgers resisting that temptation to make a change at half time. They're all out on the park now. Rangers team still to emerge for the second half. Over 50 minutes played in the first half, mainly due to that delay when Jeffrey was booked for the foul. The high arm on Nicholas Coon down in the corner between the main stand and the Copeland Road stand. Celtic will kick towards what of course was traditionally the Celtic end here at Ibrox now, with no away fans in the stadium, filled with Rangers support in the Broomloan Road and the Broomloan corner. They will be delighted with what they've seen in the first half. That goal from Yanis Hadji after just 7 minutes. Nicholas Raskin, the stand-in skipper, he busts clear. The ball broke to Hadji on the edge of the box, and a very, very accurate left-foot drive low into the bottom corner, down to Kasper Schmeichel's left. Reminiscent of the kind of thing his dad, Georgie, used to do. He's here to watch him, of course. A Rangers great, Majid Bagheera, he's here too. He was in the pitch at half-time to do the supporters' draw and urge more from the Rangers team in the second half. Interesting to see what Philip Clement's team talk was at the break, Andrew. He spent a long time speaking to referee Don Robertson as he came off clearly unhappy that his captain Raskin had been shown that yellow card just as the game lapsed into a 51st minute of the first half. Still no Rangers team emerged from this tunnel. They're keeping their supporters waiting, they're keeping the Celtic players waiting. Kasper Schmeichel has joined almost in the centre circle. Kasper Schmeichel just trying to rally the Celtic players as they wait for the hosts to come back and return for the second half. Yanis Hadji actually is the first player out the tunnel, leading them out. You can hear the cheer from the Rangers supporter. I'll just check that they too are unchanged for the second half. It certainly looks that way. Don Robertson, the last man out the tunnel. No changes for Rangers either. We're as we were for the second half, Andrew. Rangers defending a one goal lead, and Ibrox expects.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard Goal Flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. Get advice on keeping infections and viruses away when school returns.
No changes for either side. Is that a surprise?
Well, Celtic have lacked cohesion, they've lacked concentration, they've lacked bravery. So it's a surprise that they have not changed something at half time, because they were awful in the first 45 minutes. Awful without exception. Rangers, why not play the same 11, because they've dominated the game.
The only way you would change it, Rangers, if they had an injury, and they don't seem to have that. I'm a little bit surprised with Celtic. I thought Brendan Rodgers would have seen enough in the 45 plus to be a bit disgusted with the way the players have played. And that's all credit to Rangers. I think Rangers have got their press brilliant in the first half. I think it was a case of, and we've been there before in the dressing room, the manager will probably get around to one or two players and say, you've got 15 minutes to prove me wrong or you'll be sitting next to me.
Rangers will be hoping that flashpoint at the end of the first half doesn't sort of stunt their rhythm, because they were the better side in the first half. They're a goal up, but maybe just the fact that it all happened down at the Celtic end, they then had a couple of free kicks, and as Celtic make their way forward now, Kyogo is just out battled by Dujon Sterling as they both ran towards the Rangers goal. The flag goes up. Kyogo was offside initially anyway, but they'll be hoping that they can just pick up where they where they were for most of that first half.
Oh, certainly. In terms of how they defended as well, but, you know, to be fair, they weren't put under much pressure. But their front four and their midfield too have defended really well from the front and restricted Celtic. So for Philip, come on, I think it was an easy team talk. Just keep composure and keep your heads and just do the same again. I think for Brendan Rodgers, he must have had a go at some of those players, because he's come out with the same 11. I think Daz is spot on that he must have said, "Yous have got 10 to 15 minutes to up this standard because it's been so poor." And they've started brightly. Kyogo in again here, against Sterling, deals with him pretty well.
See, I think Rangers should have learned from the cup final. You know, Celtic come out in the second half and all of a sudden Kuhn started getting into the game down the right hand side, giving Rangers all sorts of problems. So I'm sure that the Rangers manager would have said, look, you know that they're going to come out, they're going to try and get on the front foot, they're going to try and get at us. Next goal's so important, so you need to be ready for that.
I think the next goal is so important because if Rangers score it, Celtic are beaten. And if Celtic score it, then that's another argument altogether. But if Rangers go two up, Celtic won't do anything about that.
Yeah, Celtic just with the ball in the Rangers half at the moment, which is not something they really had much of in the first half. But there is the first real stray pass from Celtic of the second half. Nicholas Kuhn, who has that cut on his nose from the incident with Jeffrey, where the three of you have all agreed you felt that Jeffrey, it should have gone to a VAR check and he should have been sent off. I'm sure that the last thing we needed in this game was some VAR drama. I'm sure it's something we'll hear plenty about in the coming days.
Yeah, well, starting at 5 o'clock tonight. But for me, it's as I was going to say, as clear as the nose in your face. But the nose in your face is the problem here. It's a red card. Quite simple.
Yeah. Let's do this, Hugh, and then we'll get back to that. The second half teaser with the ScottishSun.co.uk/football for the best football news and opinion online.
I have played alongside Gavin Ray, Sergio Perini and Craig Burley. I've been managed by Brian Robson and Sven-Goran Eriksson. I've won multiple league titles and domestic cups, but none from my time in Scotland. Lot of information. Played alongside Gavin Ray, Sergio Perini, Craig Burley. Managed by Brian Robson and Sven-Goran Eriksson. Won multiple league titles and domestic cups, but none from my time in Scotland. Who am I?
Remember, get all your answers in at Clyde SSB. Just that one answer in one tweet. Quickest first. Mark Wilson is the quickest off the mark because he's already got it. And that makes me think that people will get that. I think
easy.
People may be a bit.
It's easy because I just showed you.
It's easy.
But you know what? It's. Celtic play the ball into the box proper clears. I was going to say it's a day where people are maybe otherwise distracted, so maybe it's the day for a bit of an easier teaser.
Don't take away from me there. I've got it so quickly
at Clyde SSB. You can see it all written down, and that's where to tweet us the answer. Quickest first gets on the podium. A shot from Yanis Hadji, edge of the box.
Hadji,
easily gathered by Schmeichel.
Hadji's intent on being the hero, and there's nothing wrong with that. This is the game that requires heroes. So he keeps testing Kasper Schmeichel, but Schmeichel was well up to that one.
The pleasing thing for him, Hugh, is he's hitting the target. You know, he's asking it, okay, you're never going to beat Schmeichel with that sort of a shot, but at least he's hitting the target. He's gotten a shot on target. He's getting his team up the pitch. He's had a good afternoon so far, had you?
I think Celtic just need to move the ball quicker. I'd obviously increase their passing accuracy, but it's just allowing Rangers to form a kind of barrier, a wall, and, you know, not really shift it quick enough. And that'll frustrate Brendan Rodgers. He's always on about speed of the ball and, you know, quick tempo.
Yeah, Celtic already maybe getting the ball in better areas than they were in the first half. Not that they've created anything,
the final ball's been poor. They've got any good positions. You know, they're starting to move the ball a little bit now, but even when they get into the good positions, final third, they're past there. You see it again. Callum McGregor, he's had a real poor afternoon. Callum McGregor,
I would have thought about taking him off. I know that's a big shout. He's the captain and he's been great in these games, but I said 10 minutes in he was having a really tough afternoon. You then had the booking. You then add the skirmish right before the whistle, and you think, are you running the risk? You look at your bench, you've got Engels, who's been pretty good in recent weeks. I know you never like to take your captain off, but I think he's had one of his poorest games so far.
Well, the midfield, the three of them, McGregor, Hatate, Bernardo, they've all had their poorest game of the season so far. So Rangers are offside there, but as I say, for me, if Rangers score a second, the game's finished.
Just to show how far behind that game at Pittodrie is, this game between Rangers and Celtic, 51 and a half minutes in, is probably about 5 minutes behind the other 3 o'clock kickoffs, and the Aberdeen Ross County game has only just kicked off for the second half.
It's a long day for Dave.
Dave, I hope he's got the big jacket on.
No, it's good play.
Celtic into the box. There was a nice back heel to try and open up some space, but Rangers have got themselves back and into position and trying to block out any threatening pass into the box, and they just crowd out Rio Hatate.
No threat. They're just giving the ball away needlessly. As I'd say that there, Barami's just giving it to McGregor.
In fairness, Rangers got bodies back there quickly and blocked the. Oh, here's Celtic in Kyogo.
Yeah, Kyogo. Oh, and he gets a goal now. Never mind. Oh. I thought that was the one. The flag goes up. Of course, well, we checked by VAR. It was some finish.
What
from
a finish.
Kyogo
great
as well,
touch.
But it's not going to count as it stands.
It's got to be tight. It's got to be. Yeah, it's a right call. I think he's just his left foot. Just.
Yeah, he's offside, man.
Just behind proper. What a touch and finish. But just a warning sign then for the two Rangers centre halves that although Kyogo's been quiet, he's always on the shoulder. It's a brilliant goal as well.
Yeah, it's a good finish, but you're right. Correct decision was made offside. It was Brendan Rodgers realised.
Yeah, had his arms in the air, Brendan Rodgers. He quite often does that early, doesn't he, Brendan Rodgers? You see it sometimes where he puts both arms in the air when he thinks it's a goal. That one did end up in the net. Will, of course, be checked. The lines will be drawn. It sometimes can be closer than you think. It can sometimes be further away than you think. But think certainly to the naked eye, which we've learned over the years not to really trust when it comes to when it comes to the VAR lines because of perspective and whatever else, but Don Robertson signals that it was the correct call from the linesman on the far side, and it was pretty clear in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think, maybe a yard or so in that, but great little ball,
but
good
it's
run.
The offside, correct decision, but it's the first sign of the old Celtic that you've seen all afternoon. So they need to try and recreate that scoring opportunity, see if they can get an equaliser.
Well, it's just that little warning sign to Rangers. The second goal is so important in this game. I don't know if Rangers can go through the second half with a clean sheet. I think they'll give up chances. That was too easy. If Kyogo just holds his run, he's in no problem. One pass again beats the two centre backs. So I think Rangers will be desperate to get a second goal here.
Hatate on the ground, something off the ball. Diamande helping him back to his feet. Just delayed to throw in from Greg Taylor there. Not sure there's much in it at all.
Yeah, just seeing a replay of that one as it was as the throw-in was about to be taken. Diamande's arm goes up. He feels Rio Hatate just ran into him.
Yeah, I think he's right with that. I don't think there's anything in that at all. Hatate goes down very, very easily there. But I think Celtic have been marginally better than what they were in the first half. It's hard to get much worse than that. In terms of Rangers getting a second goal, we've just not seen anything from them in the second period so far. So Celtic certainly try to piece their way back into this game.
Hibs have the ball in the back of the net to try and equalise against St Johnstone, Martin Boyle, but it's going to be disallowed for an offside in the build-up.
Well, they've hibsed it today.
Yeah.
You know, they went in there with four straight wins behind them. They're playing 10 men and they're a goal down, so they're hibsing it at the moment.
They'll still fancy their chances up against 10 men as another stray pass from Celtic goes out the park.
Well, that's a rarity, because Schmeichel's so good with the ball at his feet, but it's infected him as well. Tries to play it to Scales, plays it too far in front and right out for a throw-in. So many basic errors. And by the way, on show from both teams, I know we're highlighting Celtic, but I don't think Rangers have been, they're not guilty of it either. Few passes at the pitch from Kelly. We've seen the Rangers midfield give the ball away needlessly time and time again as well. There's another one. But even Greg Taylor should cut that out, but Cherney's got a chance now.
Yeah, makes his way inside the park. The pass goes out to the other side, Hadji, and it's having to be beaten away by Kasper Schmeichel. It wasn't going on target, was it? It was going across the box. It wasn't really under any pressure.
I don't know
Schmeichel.
Why this doesn't catch that.
Yeah,
you know, the goalkeeper of his quality, That's an easy catch, but decided to punch it away, and still Rangers got a bit of the attack here.
Seem to be players going down in the box all over the place at Rugby Park. Kilmarnock got a penalty earlier. A couple of claims from St Mirren turned down, but there will be a second penalty to Kilmarnock. Gogic again, body checked McGuinness.
He's not having a good afternoon.
No second booking for him though. And we'll see this again. It was a deflected Yanis Hadji cross that Kasper Schmeichel just
I mean, why punch that? You could just keep a hold of that. But it's an opportunity for Rangers to get a free kick here, just outside the Celtic area. Looks like it's going to be crossed in.
Well, I think Hadji will fancy this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's far out.
It's about 45 yards.
Listen, he's on one today.
He's got his dad's boots on.
He's going to have a go at this.
Yeah, that is a long way out. He's... It would be...
Oh, no, he's not.
You've now seen the wide angle.
Hold on. I'll take that back. If he has a go at this, I'm getting him subbed.
Just a conversation between Don Robertson and Dujon Sterling there. Don't know if there was a bit of jostling going on at the edge of the box. Quite a high line for Celtic. It's not even Hadji that takes it at all.
Yeah.
It was a left boot. And then an air swipe, and
I mean,
Cameron Carter-Vickers.
The quality has been poor. I hate saying that about our game, and this is the flagship game, but I think both teams have been poor.
Similar in the cup final as well. Lots of goals, drama, but not much in the way of quality. Rangers will get a corner. They're claiming for handball. I think it looked a supporting arm though, didn't it, from Paolo Bernardo?
Well, he slides early, doesn't he, Bernardo, to try and block the cross. I wonder if it does come off his arm. But Rangers players were quick to claim.
Kilmarnock had that penalty. Bruce Anderson stepped up to take again.
Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy.
I think that's 7 for the season now in the league for Bruce Anderson. Might even be 8 actually for Bruce Anderson, who is right up there. Maybe not a player you'd expect to be right up there in the scoring charts, but he is. A couple of penalties today, a couple of goals for Kilmarnock. They look to be on their way to 3 points.
A couple of unlikely figures at the top of the scoring charts, with Dalby at Dundee United and Bruce Anderson up there as well. It's a good afternoon so far for Derek McInnes.
Yeah, I think that puts him level with Kyogo and one behind Sam Dalby.
Well, we're coming up to that famous 60-minute mark where substitutions are usually used, especially if you're Celtic this afternoon. Surely Brendan Rodgers must be looking at that bench thinking, it's about time I get some, you know, fresh legs onto this park and trying at least look a bit sharper, try to go forward, try to get that passing game going. There you go, Scales again, runs right into trouble. He's lucky he gets away with it. Diamandi wins it back for Rangers.
Oh, here it Vaclav Czerny. The flag stays down for now. Vaclav Czerny is in, and that hits the inside of the post and comes back out. A huge opportunity. Vaclav Czerny can't quite believe that he's not scored there. It looked for a second as if it was going in. We'll see here whether he was looks possibly as if he was off there. It certainly would have been checked if he'd scored. But didn't do a lot wrong actually, did he? Vaclav Czerny just comes off the inside of the post and almost across the line.
The luckiest man at Ibrox is Scales.
Yeah.
You know, he gives the ball away again cheaply. He's been doing that all afternoon.
Well, the manager has to accept the liability for that one, because he took Trusty off at Hampden at half time and put Scales on. Scales was fully deserving of being taken off at half time here, but it didn't happen, and he continues to be a source of concern at the back for Celtic.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think when Brendan Rodgers gets so much credit and so much praise for his substitutions in games all throughout the season, I think it works the other way then. When we can all see that Scales wasn't having a great day, he's got a centre half there that cost him a lot of money on the bench, and you just wonder, what was he reasoning for keeping Scales on? Because he continues to give the ball away. Even the Celtic backline though, there where Scales does give it away and Hatate gets robbed, so disjointed. Cameron Carter-Vickers is deep, that's kind of playing Czerny on. Alistair Johnson a bit wide, Taylor high up the pitch. They have just been out of sorts from minute one.
Quick VAR check for a potential Aberdeen penalty, not given at Pittodrie. As Jeff Day makes his way past Nicholas Kuhn, that will surely be a booking for Kuhn. He knew he was beaten all ends up by the Brazilian, just tripped him, and Rangers will have a free kick out in a wide position.
He does well there, Jeff Day. Just a little nutmeg and he's away, and it's a correct decision from Don Robertson to award a yellow card to Kuhn.
He's well, not had his usual game this
no,
afternoon.
No, not at all. But who has?
Yeah, exactly. I think Celtic have been well below it, and I think that's all credit to Rangers. I think they've got their tactics spot on as the substitutions are about to be made.
Yeah, it's going to be Luke McCowan to come on for Celtic. That's going to be the first change. Yeah, and did. Adam Ida is also getting ready. So interested to see who they come on for.
Could
so,
be anybody, really. I mean, in the Celtic midfield, it could be any one of them. Wouldn't they surprise me?
You surprised it's McCowan because you expected that it might be Arnie Ingles would get the nod?
I can understand why McCowan would be put in as well, just for that creativity, maybe something from outside the box that he might latch on to. A big moment for him in his Celtic career, because usually he's been introduced into games that maybe it's been won or starting games against Motherwell or whoever else. But Celtic are behind here. They need someone to come on and rescue the game. That's a different responsibility he's got.
Yeah, Rangers having the ball more in Celtic's half than they were in the opening few minutes of the second half. Bit more of the story of what it was in the first. That Vaclav Černý, that's him hit the woodwork twice now, isn't it? He had that one in the first half that deflected onto the Celtic bar. Alistair Johnson can't quite believe something. Has he given away a free kick, or has something not gone his way?
He's just
barged into Yanis Hadji, who tries to head the ball.
Well, I think he's been penalised for a foul on Igimani. I think he's right there, because Igimani just goes down. Maybe the first one should have been a free kick. I don't think Don Robertson's has a good afternoon at all.
No.
So far.
Well, Celtic, they can't get the two subs on, and now they run the risk of being two down before two on.
Yeah, it's just that defending set pieces not the time you really want to make changes, is it? As this one comes in from Vaclav Černý. It's a good defensive header by Liam Scales.
Yeah, that's better line from Celtic, because it's a very good ball, deep, and Liam Scales always stretching but manages to get something on it. But there you are again, Celtic.
Yeah, Kasper Schmeichel
again.
This time again, you mentioned his distribution's been good this season. Rangers now have the ball with Nadim Bahrami, who was trying to create a bit of space at the edge of the box. It will go out for a throw-in to Celtic.
Well, Černý off the post, you know, as the Dazzler said, the lucky boy, Liam Scales. They ought to
three
a triple substitution.
Yeah, Alex Vai will join Luke McCowan and Adam Ida in coming onto the pitch. Kyogo, who's so often reliable against Rangers, not his day today. Paolo Bernardo coming off as well, and Greg Taylor for Alex Vai.
None of them can have any complaint. Perhaps McCowan's there. The Celtic fans love him because he's the supporter with the jersey. Maybe he can bring some supporter fervour to the whole thing. Adam Ida scored against Rangers on more than one occasion. But all of a sudden, at 64 minutes, Rangers are very unlucky not to be further in front, and Celtic very lucky to be only one down.
Will Philippe Clement be thinking about his bench at the moment, or would you not want to really change things up when you feel you're doing all right?
I think he'll always think about his bench, you know. He'll look at this, but just now you wouldn't be in any hurry, because Rangers have got a good shape about them. They're, you know, Celtic are giving the ball away very cheap indeed, and you can see a second goal coming from Rangers.
Yeah, Vaclav Černý this time with a shot where he cut inside, goes towards the near post. Kasper Schmeichel has to turn it round for a corner.
Adam Ida come on and straight away got the bug. He gave it the ball away, first touch of the ball. So time's running out for Celtic, and Rangers do look as if they are good for a second goal.
Every time Černý gets on the ball in that position, he just seems to have so much space, doesn't he?
Yeah, and Vai comes on, and you know, he allows him to go in his left foot. I don't think Scales helps him out either, because when you show him in, you want your centre half in there. Oh, chance.
Oh, a big chance for Rangers. Goal flashes. Proper. With M&D Green Pharmacy. And it's the unlikely source of Robin Proper. Rangers, who rarely score from set pieces. That was a big thing this season. The corner comes in, it falls to Robin Proper after bouncing about a couple of times in the box. It's a finish with his feet into the back of the net, and Rangers have doubled their lead at Ibrox.
And they're home and hosed, because Celtic aren't playing well enough to score one goal, never mind two for a draw, far less three for a win. So Proper, whose defensive performances against St Mirren and Motherwell were slated, becomes, as you say, the unlikely hero, Andrew.
and it's all over.
Yeah, it was actually a decent block on the line, was it, from Adam Eder, because it was a header from Nicholas Raskin, probably not the type of player that you'd be expecting to be winning aerial duels in the box. It was a header towards the front post, Adam Eder with a block, it falls to Robin Proper and manages to finish across, back across the goal, and it's 2-0 to Rangers at Ibrox.
Well, Raskin's had a big part to play in both goals. You know, he's taking the armband on today and he's led by example. You see him just getting away from Maeda. All you need is a yard there, and you know, you don't expect him to have a almost free header in the middle of the box. And he gets on target, good block, but Rangers have got bodies in there, and it's 2-0. And you know, not surprised. The guy said it there, it looked like a second was coming.
One of these at Pittodrie. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. Ross County back ahead. Noah Chilvers with a goal, and they're 2-1 up against Jimmy Tilleen's side, who don't look as if they're going to stop the rot today.
Well, they really are in trouble. It was all so good to begin with under Jimmy Tilleen, but
Celtic into the box now, but it's Nicholas Raskin who does really well just to track that run and sweep up.
Well, he's certainly led like a captain this afternoon, Raskin, isn't he? Because Mark quite rightly touched on, he's been involved in the two goals. He's back there doing his work. He's had an excellent game so far.
How Rangers must now, on reflection, curse Paisley and Motherwell, because that has cost them. You know, they'll win the match today and they'll be 11 points behind Celtic, with the goal difference effectively 12 points behind Celtic. So it won't make any difference to the outcome of the championship, but if they had not flopped so badly in successive matches against St Mirren and Motherwell, we might have had a league race worthy of the name.
Well, I think if there were Celtic fans in the stadium, there would have been a loud groan from them there, because that has just summed up the afternoon. Another pass going over, a searching ball over the top, that one of the ones that you can't even work out who it was really aimed for.
Well, they're just not on the same page this afternoon. I mean, we have seen that pass time and time again, where the right back's kind of inverted and he plays that reverse pass into the winger who makes a run, but couldn't stand it on the touchline. Johnson plays a pass, just not aligned with each other. Yeah, all over the place. And Rangers, well, they've been disciplined, they've had a structure to them, and that can't always be said for them this season. And they've taken their opportunities. And by the way, it could be more, because of course Tierney hits the post, he's hit the bar as well. Celtic stats flashed up there, one shot on target in 68 minutes.
They just continually give the ball away.
Yeah, Igaman this time, who is on the ball at the edge of the box, trying to work a bit of space, finds Tierney, back to Igaman. A lot of Celtic players crowding round him as they desperately try to stop Rangers getting their third of the afternoon. Shot from distance this time. Kasper Schmeichel not looking too comfortable with it, just has to beat it away.
Yilmaz on his left foot there. Work it well, Rangers. They look like they're enjoying it now. Everybody wants to get involved. Again, Schmeichel, questionable if he can just, could have taken that in instead of palming that away. But another corner here, so dangerous. If you're churning, you're putting this right back to where you put it for the goal.
Yeah, did think about taking it short, Václav Černý, but will go into the box this time with the in-swinger. And Rangers do get the first contact. And, you know, strong claims, or big claims, I should say, from the Rangers players for a handball. Alistair Johnson runs away. Don Robertson saying to the players, look, I'll listen. It'll be a, I'll see if there is a check or not. That one is one of those where Adam Eder's hand is tucked into his chest, isn't it? If it doesn't hit his hand, it's going to hit his chest. I don't think that's going to lead to anything.
Nope. But
it's another
dangerous corner. Into a dangerous area. Celtic struggling to deal with anything, not really getting first contact in anything that comes into their box.
This one goes short, maybe one off the training ground. Ridvan Yilmaz lines one up from distance. Not really a player you think too much about shooting from distance, but he's had a couple of goes today.
He's had three efforts by my count, much more than any Celtic players had, or the full teams had actually, on goal. So Yilmaz must have been a concern for Rangers fans, him playing right back, but he's done well. He's never been troubled, by the way, going the other way. How many times can we say that when Maeda's been on the pitch?
The front three for Celtic, and even with Eder coming on now, they've been non-existent against an untried back four, and obviously a goalkeeper that's making, what, his second game. So I think Brendan Rodgers a bit disappointed in that, but all credit to Rangers. They've guarded their back four. Their middle of the park's been excellent. They've won the battle in there, and their flair players like Hadji's getting involved as well, and they've scored from a set play, which they got a little bit of stick about not that long ago. So it's all good for Rangers at this moment in time.
It was good for a third.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Hugh. Looks like they're enjoying it. Everybody's want to take part. They're getting it forward. Celtic look void of ideas, void of confidence, which is mad when you look at the where they have been in the league and the squad that they've got, the subs they've made.
Nothing's really changed since they made those substitutions. As Ridvan Yilmaz lines another shot up. He's got his shooting boots on today. This time it's beaten away or caught by Kasper Schmeichel this time at the second time of asking.
Yilmaz wants full compensation for the missed penalty in the cup final that was partly the reason why Celtic won the trophy. So he's determined to get something of a personal nature out of this day.
Good spot from Fraser Wishart. This Kilmarnock winning, Ross County winning, Hearts winning, St Johnstone winning, what do they all have in common?
Bottom six.
They were the bottom four teams in the table at the start of play today, and they're all winning at the moment.
Sums up the inconsistency in our league. And well, this game goes along with that as well, because you know, who would have thunk that this was possible? A bit better from Celtic. Well, I say better, Andrew. They've got it near the Rangers box. I mean, it's so unlike Celtic. But you've got to give credit to Rangers in terms of how they have been disciplined in their shape and made it difficult to play through. And again, McGregor forcing a pass, but it's easy right all the way through to Kelly, and they can start again.
Yeah, Celtic have to write off today. The doing nothing to suspect that they'll score a goal.
Not a single shot from Celtic in the second half of this game so far. No corners, three touches in the opposition box. Ridvan Yilmaz down at the moment. Maybe a bit of cramp for him, just getting that stretched out.
You know what, you can understand that, because touching it in the first period, the amount of times that Cherney got the ball and the wide shot would allow us to see where Yilmaz was coming from. You know, a full sprint from the halfway line to get involved and create those little overloads in the wide area. I think he's been terrific today.
Should we take a look at that teaser, Hugh?
Yes, indeed.
As Arnie Engels gets ready to come on for Celtic.
I have played alongside Gavin Rae, Sergio Perini and Craig Burley. I've been managed by Brian Robson and Sven-Goran Eriksson. I've won multiple league titles and domestic cups, but none from my time in Scotland. Who am I?
Isabel Braidwood says Claudio Caniggia.
No, no.
Stephen and Jamie Dock both sing Janinho.
No.
So it's easy. It's easy if you know how.
Yeah, Celtic into the box. Itati will get the chance to cross that to the back post. Daizen Maeda's header is blocked.
By the way, I wonder if he could have actually went for goal there. Maybe he was backpedalling too much. I think he tries to divert that back across. It's the first time. Maybe it would have been too difficult to go for goal. He's always searching.
Yeah, Yilmaz had shut the angle down as well.
He was going away from him all the time. Arnie Engels, £11 million, and it takes 75 minutes to get him on
the
park.
Rio Hitati, the one to make way as one of these goes in at McDermott Park.
Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy.
Well, Hibs were 1-0 down. They were up against 10 men after Jason Holt got sent off for St Johnstone, and they're back level now, Hibs. Dwight Gale off the bench on the score sheet has said he's going to retire at the end of the season, Dwight Gale, but he is going to leave his mark at Hibs. Of course, got that big derby goal against Hearts, and he's got one today to draw them level.
Absolutely beautiful finish. That's already looking like a big game on Sunday. Hibs at home to Rangers. 12 o'clock kickoff. Hibs would want to go into that having done no real damage at Perth, and by that I mean not leaving all the points there.
Yeah, Rangers back in the ball. It's them that give the ball away initially, but it's just another one that kind of sums up Celtic's day, because they immediately win back possession. Arnie Engels, just on the pitch, sort of slips over the ball and then crashes into Diomande and gives away a free kick.
Just sums up the day. You know, there's not one Celtic player that can do anything right by the looks of it. And pretty much the opposite for Rangers. You know, they've got players playing out of position, came in out the cold, but They're all pulling their weight. And just like I said before the game, they maybe had a bit of a point to prove. They maybe thought everything was against them, pulled them together, and they've got themselves two in front here, and deservedly so.
Look at the way they're fighting for everything. You know, they're refusing to let Celtic take a free kick. You know, my belief is that this will make no difference whatsoever to the outcome of the league title race. Rangers, through their own fault, have given Celtic too much of a head start at the halfway stage of the season. And I don't believe for an instant that Celtic can blow the league title from here. But Rangers wanted very badly the win over Celtic. Certainly Philippe Clement did, and they've done enough today to get it.
Liam Kelly coming out to punch a cross away. Adam Ida was waiting in there to try and get his head on it.
Well, you know what? He must have been getting bored, Liam Kelly, because he's had barely nothing to do. At least he has to come out and come off his line to punch that away.
That one save at the end of the first half, didn't he?
It was kind of right at him.
It's Hamza Egerman and Rangers on the break. He's got Barami in support. It's not the pass he would have wanted, because just didn't have enough power on it. And Celtic managed to recover. That was a big opportunity.
Well, you know what, Philippe Clement will be hoping that they don't come to rue something like that, where they've got a 2v1 and
they
give it away.
We said exactly that about the 4v1 in the cup final, yeah, didn't we? When we were sitting in here and Rangers had that opportunity to go 2-0 up and ended up messing up a 4v1 and lost on penalties.
They just need to be ruthless in those situations, because, you know, Celtic have been way off it, but they score one going into the last, you know, 10 minutes. You just never know. It doesn't look likely, I must say.
No. You need to have a go at the goalkeeper, first of all. Still no shots on target second half, none at all for Celtic.
None for Celtic, no. Just thinking there, Hamza Egerman a couple of minutes ago, just when he was making his way forward, he's obviously been that, trying to be that focal point in the team. Hasn't really had a look at goal today at all, but as a young player who's probably one of the more inexperienced Rangers players in the park, still got a big job to do in terms of helping that Rangers press. And Philippe Clement will be happy with the job he's done. Maybe not as flashy as he's been in other games, but he's still got to play his part in that system that's been successful so far.
Again, just discipline, because he is your trigger. You know, nobody moves apart from him making the first movement. You see Barami and him just balancing off, you know, almost like a front two at times, and shutting off McGregor. He's done it very, very well. But he's someone that's unpredictable, and the Rangers fans like to watch, because there's a bit of excitement, a bit of flair. Same with Hadji, and we've seen it in bits and pieces from Hadji today. But I think there's a bright future for Egerman. I think Rangers are a much better side when he's up top.
Yeah, Philippe Clement had been a bit vague when he was talking recently about the fact that he says teams are now interested in our players as Celtic. It's Alex Vai this time who plays a pass forward nowhere near any players. Barami is going to come off for Danilo. Just on Egerman, what I was saying there, Philippe Clement saying in a couple of press conferences recently that teams are now interested in their players, which they've not had for a couple of years. And he made reference the other day saying more specifically that, you know, teams are now looking, or teams have looked at performances against Tottenham and Celtic, and he said, you know, players of that age who have been able to go in and perform in those games, you do wonder whether it is Hamza Egerman, possibly Nicholas Raskin as well, are the two that he's alluding to.
Yeah, the two that stood out, really. And whether you like it or not, people do pay attention to the big games and the bigger teams. They look, of course, for that consistency throughout, but if you can stand out in these big fixtures, then there's every chance somebody will come take a punt on you. But he's one that I wouldn't be surprised if there's interest in.
Well, we're on to the last 10 minutes of regulation time now, and Celtic will need to have a shot at goal in order to see if there's anything left in the game for them. But I very much doubt it. I'd have Rangers down for a third goal before I'd have Celtic down for a first.
Yeah, I think the Celtic fans watching this will just want this over with. It's very rarely, in recent times, you see a game like this at Celtic Rangers, that Celtic are so poor, don't look like scoring, and Rangers are the opposite, of course. But Rangers fans have had to suffer that quite regularly. Now it's the Celtic fans' turn to suck that up this afternoon.
Aberdeen and Ross County trying their best to make this the longest match in Scottish football history, because there's another Ross County player down. Ryan Leake is injured as Rangers into the box. A big chance for Rangers. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. Well, who predicted this? Rangers 3, Celtic 0, Danilo off the bench, possibly his first touch since coming off the bench, sweeps home a finish, and Rangers will be getting all 3 points at Ibrox.
But they may not have stopped scoring, because they look as if they want to try and get as many as possible. Celtic are awful, and of course the game is lost, but Rangers, I think, are looking for a fourth to rub it into Celtic. But Celtic have been appalling, and there's no point in anyone complaining about this, that or the other. Celtic have been woeful. Rangers have taken advantage of that, and Rangers have raised their game to a level where Celtic just cannot compete.
Yeah, Jeff Day making his way down the left, the cross into the box. Cameron Carter-Vickers was sliding in. I think it maybe comes off his back into the path of Danilo, whose finish goes through the legs of Kasper Schmeichel. We still have 8 minutes plus injury time to go, but Philippe Clement, pictures on TV of him celebrating and celebrating what will be his first win against Celtic as Rangers manager, will be just the second defeat for Brendan Rodgers against Rangers.
Yeah, and a spectacular win for Rangers it is. First of all, you have to give credit to the winner. And the winner from the first whistle has hounded Celtic, played their best football of the season, and Celtic have contributed to their own downfall by being absolutely awful. But as I say, credit first of all has to go to Rangers and how they must curse the places they have been, the appalling away record, which has cost them the league title, because today is a sweet moment for them, but it will not alter the course of the championship. Celtic will be 11 points clear, goal difference vastly superior, effectively 12 points clear of Rangers. So to the victor, the spoils, as they say, and to the loser, you got what you deserve.
I think that third goal there just sums up the full game and the performance and the difference between both sides, because you looked at the ball, was it out to McCown, maybe out in that right hand side for Celtic, and it's Yefty that's on the front foot, thinking forward right away. He gets in, he's stronger, he nicks it, but he drives forward and commits, you know, Carter Vickers to come across. Okay, his shot might be going wide and it deflects, but Rangers again have got bodies in a position where the ball falls to him and Danilo just tucks it away. And that kind of sums up the game. You know, Celtic haven't been the front foot. They haven't been quick enough. They haven't committed people. They haven't made the right decisions, and they've not had bodies in the box where it really matters, and Rangers have. And that's how Rangers are running out easy winners here. And Hugh's right. That's, you know, if Rangers really fancy it, there's more goals in this last, what, we'll have another 10 minutes to go with stoppages. But a real poor afternoon for Celtic, really poor, but well done to Rangers, because Philippe Clement's job was on the line if his team didn't put out a performance like this.
Yeah, Rangers in a bit of a strange place at the moment, because there was a bit of a feel-good factor around the place when, you know, there was some good results and performances. That all seemed to be completely eradicated. We heard from Philippe Clement before the game saying that, you know, two bad results doesn't take away all that hard work, despite the fact that it seemed that the feeling from supporters that it had taken apart all that hard work. And then they go and beat Rangers. They go and beat Celtic 3-0.
Yeah. The supporters and Clement have had a peculiar relationship all season long. First of all, they had the fiasco of Hampden Park having to rent the ground because of a refurbishment plan that went badly wrong at Ibrox. And the performances there were not great. Europe was not great. And then there were awful away defeats. And then they wanted Clement out. And that then changed when Rangers had 4 league wins in a row, winning all of those games. But then, when things were looking as if they might take a positive turn, they get 1 point out of 6 from St Mirren and Motherwell, and Clement was back in the bad books. They wanted him out again. Tonight, he will be the toast of one half of Glasgow, but he's got to go on from here and see what he can do, because they've lost the cup to Celtic. They won't take the league back from Celtic, and the Scottish Cup is his last chance of a trophy, but he was in, he was out, he was back in again, and now no one wants him out. Tonight he'll be a hero.
Yeah, just a stat popping up on the screen there. The most shots Celtic have faced in the Scottish Premiership in one game since 2013-14. Today, 24 shots is the highest. Since then, the next best is another Rangers performance. It was 18 shots. And I know that shots isn't everything, because yeah, it comes down to quality of chances. But Rangers 3-0 winners. Let's go to Rugby Park. A quick full time. Kilmarnock St Mirren.
Kilmarnock to St Mirren now. Andrew, Bruce Anderson, he was a hero for Kilmarnock. His double saw off St Mirren. Derek McInnes never loses against the buddies. It was the usual drill. His side deservedly won. Anderson tapped in the rebound after seeing a penalty saved in 8 minutes. In the second half, he sent Ellery Balcombe the wrong way from the spot to make it 8 for the season. Alec Gogic gave away both spot kicks, but this was a day to forget for every St Mirren player. Kilmarnock well on top. Full time, Kilmarnock 2, St Mirren 0.
Shall we wrap up this teaser then, Hugh, before there are any more full times or any more action at Ibrox?
The second half teaser
with the scottishsun.co.uk/football for the best football news and opinion online.
I'll just let you read it out. We'll leave the music.
I have played alongside Gavin Ray, Sergio Parini and Craig Burley. I've been managed by Brian Robson and Sven Goran Eriksson. I've won multiple league titles and domestic cups, but none from my time in Scotland. And I am Fabrizio Ravanelli.
Fabrizio Ravanelli. We will have a look. Third place, Dave McFarlane. Second place, Lemon Curry. First place, Robert Watson. There's an incident at Ibrox. There's a Celtic player down at the corner of the pitch.
It's Engels. It's down.
Holding his head. He is up now, which is good to see.
I think he's went to take a corner kick.
Got to wonder whether it was a missile that's been thrown from the stand. Potentially. We will wait and see if we can get confirmation on that. Nicholas Raskin is motioning to the supporters, which would make you think that is what happened, not what you want to see, and something that Philippe Clement and his players will be really disappointed in, because it's been a big day for them. But that really is not good at all.
Idiotic stuff. If that's the case, Don Robertson's coming over.
Normally they tend to pick up whatever the item is and hand it over to the fourth official. I wonder if that's what he's doing.
Yeah, a coin.
Yeah, it looks like a coin that he's handing over to the fourth official, which is, it's sad to see. It's depressing to see that we're in 2025 and this type of thing is still happening in Scottish football.
And we have an ongoing Police Scotland investigation into a vodka bottle thrown at the Dundee United manager, Jim Goodwin. The police have moved in now and they've taken the coin, so there'll be another investigation being launched. How can a person do this when his team is winning 3-0 against Celtic and then to aim a missile at a Celtic player? And to Engel's credit, he didn't try to make too much of everything. He got to his feet and he told the referee he didn't need treatment. He behaved himself properly, and it's an awful reflection on Scottish football.
It's not the first time in this fixture as well. We've seen it at Ibrox. There was a smashed glass, remembering the 6-yard box. There was one of the Celtic staff was then hit on the head by another missile, and now Engels. So for a flagship game beamed all around the world, it should be a fantastic day for Rangers, but idiots have to spoil it.
Cyril Dessers and Conor Barron were going to come on for Rangers. I think they've put their jackets back on and sat down. It's full time at Tynecastle. Fraser Wishart. We'll see if we can go back to Fraser. I'm not sure the line was too good there, as Rangers are on the attack again. This one flashes across the box. Jeffrey actually does well to ride a challenge when the ball eventually came to him.
Again, forward thinking, the left back's up. The cross is coming from the right hand side, and the Rangers left back's the one that picks it up at the edge of the box. And they've been very good at that this afternoon, Rangers, getting bodies forward, being brave, and getting their rewards for it.
Well, let's hit the 90 minute mark at Ibrox. There will of course be some time added on, just waiting for the camera to pan over to the fourth official. It shows up in the top corner of the screen. 5 minutes to go at Ibrox.
Within those 5 minutes you could get a fourth goal for Rangers. I suspect that Celtic will not score. They will just have to put the day down to experience, and the experience has been awful.
Oh, and there we go. That sums it up. Not even a shot on targets. Luke McCown tries to work that on his left foot, and wow, everything that's went wrong for Celtic has. That just sums it up there.
There will be what you'd expect to be a final change for Rangers. It's going to be Robbie Fraser to come on. Jeffrey limping off.
Came on against Tottenham, didn't he? On the left hand side. Yeah, Robbie Fraser. Well, he'll get a few minutes at least to occupy that left side.
Great,
coming
on when you're three up.
Oh, brilliant. It's no better feeling.
So that's Rangers' third left back of the day being involved. Of course, Ridvan Yilmaz has played at right back. Jeff Day, who set up the third goal, was diverted into the path of Danilo by Cameron Carter-Vickers.
Did well today. Jeff Day kept Kuhn quiet. So is Yilmaz on the other side. But I think, for me, the pick of the bunch is the captain for Rangers, Raskin, middle of the pitch. Big part to play in both goals, being a leader, you know, showed that tenacity that you need in these fixtures in the middle of the pitch, and had a wee bits of quality within that. So it was a big afternoon for him, and he certainly stood up when it really mattered.
Well, whatever happens, you know, Philippe Clement, as I say, my contention is and will be that it doesn't affect who wins the title this game. But whatever happens, it's got the monkey off Philippe Clement's back. He is not the man who has failed to beat Celtic in his time as Rangers manager. He's now got that victory, and you know that will calm down all the speculation about his immediate future. Be interested to hear the Rangers fans at 5 o'clock, as indeed the Celtic fans. But I'd be interested to see their reaction to the manager now.
Well, Weemskill's almost passing the ball at the pitch again. That would again sum up his game in 92 minutes, really.
Yeah, we'll stick with this game. We'll go around the grounds afterwards to get some of the full-time reports from elsewhere. I think it is full-time between St Johnstone and Hibs. It's full-time between Hearts and Motherwell as well. Full-time, as we got the report from Rugby Park, from David Friel. Kilmarnock 2-0 winners against St Mirren. Rangers 3 up against Celtic. The action not finished today, of course, as well, because there's a Dundee derby at 5:30. We'll take a look at that in the final hour of the show, and we will be heading onto the live stream for the final hour of the show. So make sure to join us when it is full time in all of the matches. You can catch us on YouTube, on Twitter, and elsewhere on the live stream for the open line. And you can get your calls in as well for any of today's drama.
Talk me through that one, Mark. What is the point in bringing on three subs with 90 seconds to play?
For their appearance money, Hugh. Maybe that's the only bonus you're getting. I'm not quite sure. Maybe just to give the guys who are on a standing ovation. I think they probably deserve it. It's been a tough time for Rangers, especially against Celtic in recent times. But I think Igeman, Raskin and Hadji have all deserved their standing ovation that they're getting just now.
Yeah, Cortez, Dessers and Barron will come on. Nicholas Raskin looks as if he's enjoying the applause from the Rangers supporters. A big day
for
him.
Yeah.
Captain's armband on, and he's led his team to a 3-0 win in a big game against their rivals.
It'll be a day he remembers probably for the rest of his life. You know, captaining your side in a fixture like this is a big occasion, but he's probably been the pick of the bunch for me and deserves the ovation he's getting.
Oscar Cortez, one of the players, the final one to make his way onto the pitch, started that game against Motherwell, sort of out of the cold, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hadn't played since September, just his fifth appearance of the season, this one.
He's a player in there. I liked him when he first came to Scotland. He obviously suffered injury problems, way off it last week. That's to be expected. He just needs, I think, more minutes, probably enough starting in crucial games, that's for sure, but he'll build his fitness up.
Yeah, Liam Scales heading away. A Liam Kelly goal kick. The ball just being booted from one half to the other. I think both teams probably desperate for that full-time whistle to go. 10 minutes of the minimum of five that was added on at Ibrox. So we'll get the full-time story from Roger Hanna in a few moments' time. Václav Černý just making his way down the right. He's got Ridvan Yilmaz for company. Maybe trying to take that one into the corner. Celtic, Alex Valle with the challenge to put it out for throw in on the near side.
Be interested to see Philippe Clement's celebration. You know, he's gone in the lap of honour at Ibrox before when he got a 3-3 draw. So he's got a 3-0 win.
He's criticised as well for the St Johnston in the cup, wasn't it, at Hampden?
Yeah, went behind the goal for a dance routine. But as I say, the man has the monkey off his back. He is no longer the Rangers manager who cannot beat Celtic. He's just beaten them.
Yeah, 3-0 will be surely the full-time score. We have played now just about 96 minutes. there was that stoppage just because of Rangers making changes in injury time. So referees do extend it, but that is the full time whistle at Ibrox. Roger Hanna.
Rangers 3, Celtic 0. Celtic were the first foot at Ibrox in 2025, Andrew, and what an incredible day of unexpected firsts. A first Old Firm victory at his seventh attempt for Philip Clement. A first derby win for Rangers since way back in May 2023. A first defeat of the new year for Celtic after just two losses in the whole of 2024. And a first chance for Clement to prove that this makeshift Rangers side can just about save his job. It was 1-0 in 7 minutes. Yanis Hadji, a low short pass, Kasper Schmeichel into the corner from 18 yards. That became 2-0 in 66 minutes. A corner, Nicholas Raskin made first contact. It fell for Robin Proper and they fired high into the Celtic net. Substitute Danilo then added a third in 81 minutes with his first touch after a great surge down the left hand side by Jeffrey. Butler Cherney also hit the woodwork twice for Rangers, and Kasper Schmeichel way busier than Derby debutant and Liam Kelly, and a one-sided Derby win for Rangers. Kyogo did have the ball in the net at 1-0 but rightly ruled out for offside. Jeffrey was booked in first half stoppage time for catching Nicholas Coon with a high arm, and some Celtic players believe he should have been sent off. Celtic can say the gap at the top remains 11 points, but this Rangers side without Jack Butland, James Tavernier, John Souter and Leon Balogun in the defence dominated the Derby. Clement and heroes all over the pitch. Red Van Yilmaz, the shootout ball guy from last month's Premier Sports Cup final, was immense at right back. Cherney terrorised Greg Taylor, then Alec Vai down that same side. Goalscorer Proper and Dujon Sterling, who ended the day as Rangers captain, stood strong against the threat of Kyogo. And stand-in skipper Raskin and stadium man of the match Mohamed Diamandi took on and saw off the star-studded Celtic midfield. Hadji sparkled and dazzled in front of his dad Georgie, who was watching from the main stand. There will be ramifications though after Celtic substitute Arne Engels appeared to be hit by a coin that referee Don Robertson took over to the fourth official as the game lapsed into 5 minutes of added time. A sad and depressing finale off the field for Rangers. On it, they got absolutely everything right. Rangers 3, Celtic 0.
Well, what a day of action in the Scottish Premiership. It finishes, as Roger says, Rangers 3, Celtic 0, Hearts 1, Motherwell 0, Kilmarnock 2, St Mirren 0, St Johnstone 1, Hibs 1. I still think we've got a lot of time to go between Aberdeen and Ross County. Ross County winning that 2-1, but so much stoppage time, I think that game running pretty far behind. But now it's time for you to get involved. It is the open line, 0141 951 1025. I'm sure whoever you support, you've got plenty of thoughts on today's action. Of course, as it always is, the focus will be on that game between Rangers and Celtic. Rangers fans, what did you make of that performance? What did you make of the victory? Does it change your view on Philippe Clement and this team? Celtic fans, where did it go wrong today? I'm sure we'll hear about potential VAR drama as well. And remember, you'll be able to catch us on the live stream. The open line will be streaming live on YouTube, so you can catch us there at Clyde SSB. That's coming up next.
After the action, it's your reaction. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
What a day of action in the Scottish Premiership. It finished at Ibrox, Rangers 3, Celtic 0. Not a result I think many people were expecting, and we want you to tell us all about it. 0141 951 1025. Whether it is about the performances, whether it's about anything else, we want to hear from you. Rangers fans, how do you feel after that? Is it a sort of renewed confidence that you've got in your side after that big win? Celtic fans, what did you make of the performance? Was there anything else you didn't like in there? You can give us a call, 0141 951 1025. The results elsewhere, the full times: Aberdeen 1, Ross County 2, Hearts 1, Motherwell 0, Kilmarnock 2, St Mirren 0, St Johnstone 1, Hibs 1, of course Rangers 3, Celtic 0. There is a Dundee derby that's set to kick off in just over 15 minutes time as well. Hugh, bit of a breathless day. How do you reflect on it?
Not one Celtic player played well. Not one. All of the Rangers players played well. That's why they won so convincingly. The monkey is off Philippe Clement's back. He now has a victory over Celtic after seven attempts, but it will not alter the destination of the league championship. For me, Celtic will still win it because the gap is so great. 11 points plus a goal difference, which is superior to the extent that it's 12 points clear. But Rangers played really, really well from the get-go, and Celtic were hopeless from the get-go.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, Rangers deserve all the plaudits. Philippe Clement was up against it today. I said before it, I think he was in danger of losing his job had he lost to Celtic today. But he was up against it in terms of team selection as well. He put out what he had, and those players certainly paid off for him. They played well. Hugh's right. Every Celtic player was awful. They got it all wrong today. But then the onus is on Rangers as the home team to go and win the game. And they did. They looked more on the front foot. They looked like they had more belief. And they got goals at the right time. And, you know, they celebrated there. They've done a lap of honour. And so they should, because wins against Celtic have been hard to come by in recent years. What does it mean in the bigger picture? Well, I agree with you. I don't think Celtic will be caught. It's an off day for them. But Rangers just have to worry about the next game and replicating that sort of performance.
Remember, we are live on the live stream on YouTube, Facebook and Twitter, so you can view up until 6 o'clock. We want you to get your calls in. 0141 951 1025. Maureen is a Rangers fan up first. Maureen, happy with that today?
Absolutely ecstatic. Honestly, I am absolutely buzzing out my head. Honestly, for anybody who turns around and says they didn't miss the Celtic Rangers derbies, they're talking absolute mince. I've got my daughter and my husband are Celtic supporters. Spoke to Mo earlier on. We can't do it in the house together, 100%. And I'm being honest with you, right? I've actually baked a cake, and I was baking it by just pure nerves. And you'll probably think I've done it because of celebrations and all the rest. It's got nothing to do with that. It's just pure nerves, right? But I'm being honest with you, right? Please, please, please don't say that Celtic played crap and they were rubbish and all the rest of it. Rangers held them to account. They stopped their set play, and all credit to them. That's what stopped that game. Do you know what I mean? And they were up for it. They came out biting. They were biting. First kick of the ball, they were out and they were up the park. And I must admit, that's what we need. That is what we need. Celtic have got millions of pounds. And I heard you at the start, just before, obviously, I dropped him off. I was heading back, coming into the house. And I heard you obviously talk about millions of pounds on the bench, over the underdogs, over this, over that. I'm being honest with you, there you go. I like to say, it was like a reserve team. You're thinking, where was all our players? And I'm thinking, oh my God, we are going to get annihilated here. Honestly, I have been manifesting all day, sending good vibes to all my pals and everything. Think positive. And oh my God, am I so positive right now. And I would like to ask the panel, how can you justify millions of pounds and then turn around and say, they played rubbish? Do you know what I'm talking about? That's why we won, because they played rubbish.
Millions of pounds can play rubbish on occasion. And the fact of the matter is that every football match is a story of two teams. And there's no doubt that Rangers thoroughly deserved their win, absolutely deserved their win. Could have been much higher. They've hit the bar, they've struck the post. Could have been 5 or 6 for Rangers. But the other side of the coin is that Celtic were woeful. By their own very high standards, they were woeful. Not a player in the team got a pass mark. So two things can be true at once. Rangers were thoroughly deserved winners of that match, and Celtic thoroughly deserved to lose.
How much of that was down to the way that Rangers played and the system and the press and the way they set up, Mark, that didn't allow Celtic to play their normal game, that they found themselves in difficulty when they were given that time at the back, that they were just unable to pass out?
Well, I think tactically Rangers have got it spot on a couple of times now against Celtic. The cup final, I thought they got it spot on, and people said, well, Celtic still scored 3 goals. Celtic took advantage of a poor probably 15 minutes from Rangers in that cup final to get themselves back in the game and go ahead. But for long spells in that game, Rangers sort of sussed out a way of stopping them playing. And that's important when you come up against a Celtic team who are fluid, who have got creative players, who will move you about. And I thought it was even better today from a Rangers point of view. I think you could quite clearly see early on those Celtic players struggling to find a way to play out. And that's your first hurdle when you play against Celtic. You have to stop them playing out from the back. If you do that, you've got a chance. And then you have to take it further. When you win the ball, when Raskin wins the ball back from Scales and pushes Bernardo out the way with that fight, have you got an end product? And that's where Hadji and Igiman in recent weeks have really made a difference to Rangers. And the next stage of that is, can you take it into big games? And Hadji did today. And I thought Raskin was the top performer on the pitch today. So in terms of Maureen's point, both can be true. Rangers deserve to win. Rangers were very good at what they did. But Celtic were below standard. But that's not taking anything away from Rangers, because in recent times they've not been good enough to go and beat Celtic, but today they thoroughly deserved it. And Hugh is right, it could have been more than three, and that's the worrying thing for Brendan Rodgers.
Well, thank you to Maureen. Enjoy that cake that you've baked. Billy is a Rangers fan up next in Milton. Billy, how did you see that today?
Total domination. I was saying to you, I mean, you're buying a phone now, that Rangers have got more injuries in the Royal Infirmary. And for the people that were out, like say, Jack Butland should never play for Rangers again. I mean, an internal bleeding on your leg. Is that not what everybody calls a bruise?
Billy, we don't know the specifics of the injury. Of course, you know, it's kept Jack Butland out. He's had to go to hospital. I'm not sure that's really the focus of today, is it?
No, the focus of today is Celtic were lucky to get nothing.
Well,
that was the focus.
We've said that repeatedly. Rangers thoroughly deserved to win. Celtic thoroughly deserved to lose. Tell me this, Billy, do you think you'd go on and win the league?
Oh, obviously we'll know. I mean, that's a silly question, Hugh.
Oh, I just thought I'd ask. I mean, you come on and spoke of the domination. I just wondered if you saw this as any kind of turning point.
It's a turning point for us, yeah, because we put out a makeshift defence that never gave Celtic a sniff.
Is that the big thing?
I think that is important. Sorry, Andrew, that they didn't give Celtic a sniff. We all know how good Kyogo and Kuhn and Maeda is and how much impact they've had in this fixture. But I can't remember Kuhn doing anything good. I can hardly remember Maeda getting any involvement whatsoever. So credit has to go to Yilmaz, who's playing right back, the two centre-backs, for keeping Kyogo quiet for a large period. The only time we've seen him was the offside goal. But again, good defending. He was offside. And then the other side, Kuhn, arguably player of the year in Scotland. EFT never gave him a sniff.
I know there's a few players you can pick out, but Robin Proper has been much maligned since he arrived in the summer. He's maybe not done the job that Rangers fans were hoping he would do. He was part of a defence that kept Celtic quiet today, got himself a goal, actually ended the game with the captain's armband when Nicholas Raskin was substituted off. It feels like a big day for him. He'll be hoping that he can build on that.
A big day for him and others. But they can look no further than Sunday at Easter Road, because it's away matches that have largely done for Rangers in the title race. So today is all about giving the fans a real good night out. It's about the monkey coming off, Luke Walt's back. But the feeling of euphoria can only last until midday on Sunday, to see if Rangers get out of Easter Road without dropping any points.
Because there was this feeling amongst some Rangers supporters that they felt that they were on that upwards trajectory, and it all seemed as if that had gone after the last two games. So building on it is really important, isn't it?
Well, that is the problem for Rangers fans just now. They'll enjoy this moment, but some of them have got to be kicking themselves thinking what it could have looked like tonight, because, you know, they were on such a good run after the cup final, the game against Tottenham, and you did think if they beat St Mirren and Motherwell paired with us today, then what would the back end of the season look like? I still think they've given themselves too much to do, but they just need to find a level of consistency from now into the end of the season. Now, that's incredibly difficult. A lot of games, a lot of stuff to happen before then and now. You've got a transfer window to negotiate as well. But they need more performances like that, but against the lesser teams as well, not just Celtic. You need to do it away to Motherwell, or when you go to McDermott Park, or first comes first, Hibs at the weekend.
Well, thank you to Billy. Still plenty of time to get your calls in. We are here until 6 o'clock, and we're on the live stream as well, 0141 951 1025, and you could be up next.
The games are over, the talking begins. 0141 951 1025, Clyde One Super Scoreboards open line.
A big result at Ibrox for Rangers, 3-0 winners over Celtic, and we want to hear your thoughts on it. 0141 951 1025. We've heard the Rangers angle from Maureen and Billy. Let's speak to James, who's a Celtic fan. James, where did it go wrong today for your side?
Do you know what? The signs from the cup final, and we ignored them. We missed a wake-up call from the cup final. Bernardo, ineffective. We tried to play out from the back and it was ineffective. We were on the back foot and we're trying to play out from the back. You're going to hear this. It was a non-meaningful game. The derby games are always meaningful. I'm disappointed. Today was about bragging rights. You know, the league is, the league's a done thing, but it's just disappointed today. You know, the signs were there, and we didn't pick up on them, and we didn't, we didn't react to it.
I think you're right. I thought there was complacency from the word go. I said earlier on in the programme, James, that I think a daily diet of Balogun's out, followed by Tavernier's out, followed by Butland's out, I think that seeps in to the subconscious.
Sure, we walk in there with our tails up and we think we're going to just walk away and win this thing. And there was no dig for me today, you know. There was... we were complacent. That's a good word to describe us. We were complacent, and I'm just disappointed.
I would hope that Brendan Rodgers would acknowledge the fact that his team were well beaten, and by a side who on the day were far better than Celtic, who wanted it more than Celtic, and for me, there's a lack of bravery about Celtic's performance as well. Too easily brushed aside by Rangers. It is a rank bad day at the office for Celtic.
On you go, James.
We, I'm sure that the team in the first half knew they weren't playing well, and I'm sure that Brendan Rodgers and at half time read the riot act, and we didn't come out any better. And I don't agree with the substitutions. Why bring Ida on when Kyogo didn't get the ball? You know, on you go, carry on.
No. I think Kyogo scored a beautiful goal but was offside. I would have kept him on because he has that finish in him that I don't think Ida does have. But there are times when you simply have to say, no matter who Celtic brought on, they were just as bad as the ones who came off.
Because it's a case of maybe making the changes, and maybe he thinks Ida can, you know, can be a different kind of focal point. But it's not as if Adam Ida came on and Celtic tried to play to his strengths. You then look at some of the other players that came on, Luke McCowan, Alex Valle, just the same things kept on happening for Celtic when they made the changes, that, you know, passes were going all over the place. They weren't finding hoop shots.
And they weren't giving Rangers any different problems to deal with. And look, hindsight, it's easy for me sitting here after that, watching that performance and saying, maybe Brendan Rodgers should have looked to have changed the shape a bit, or maybe put Ida on with Kyogo up front and went a wee bit more direct. He very rarely does that, if any time at all. But the way that game was playing out, it was like, you know, nothing was going to change, even when you change the personnel.
Do you sometimes have that feeling in a game as a player, if things just aren't going your way, that it almost just feels as if nothing's going to, the tide's not going to
turn? I think when the opposition have got the other side of the game spot on, and I think Rangers had it to a large extent in the cup final, but certainly better today, that you just seen it was difficult for Celtic to play through. And that's when you got to think, well, how else can you affect Rangers at the back? Because that was their big weakness today. We spoke about it. How many players were out? They were weak at the centre. But you wouldn't have thought so, because the ball was very rarely in that sort of area for Kyogo to affect the game. So you've got to think, maybe, how could you affect it? Could you get Ida on? Could you get the ball a bit more direct to him? And it never changed. And there was too many players way off it today. I agree with you. I don't think there was any good performances,
James,
from a Celtic player.
Celtic at home to St Mirren Sunday. What are you looking for there after this dreadful display?
Sure, you know there's going to be a bounce back. That's inevitable. You know, we've been good all season. Again, out with the cup final, where we should have taken the signs and known what Rangers are going to come to do against us today. There'll be a bounce back. You know, we'll beat St Mirren. I think St Mirren will score against us, but we're going to roll on and we're going to win the league, and we'll win probably most of the games towards the end of the season. But today was, as I said before, it wasn't about the league today, it was about bragging rights, and we dropped the bragging rights ball.
Because we talked before the game started about Philippe Clement and the lack of credit in the bank he's got, and you know how if there's a bad result, then, you know, it becomes an absolute disaster. It's the opposite for Brendan Rodgers, isn't it? He gets so much credit in the bank that, yes, Celtic fans can be angry and disappointed with today's performance and how today went, but fans like James will expect that Celtic will turn up at home to St Mirren on Sunday and get 3 points.
Without doubt, I think the one person who'll be hurting more than any other from Celtic's perspective tonight will be Brendan Rodgers. In the calendar year 2024, Celtic lost one league game in the calendar year 2025, 2 days old. Celtic have lost one league game. So, you know, the warning signs are there, as James said, and I think on Sunday, for a change, the Celtic crowd will sit there in a critical manner and they'll want atonement, if that's not too strong a word for you. They want atonement for what happened today.
Well, thank you to James. It is underway in the Dundee Derby between, of course, Dundee and Dundee United. Just a minute and a half in there. A free kick to Dundee in their own box.
What a start, Andrew, for United. Dalby's header just saved right away. Deferred, great cross and a terrific save. But United going along nicely this season. I fancy them today.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date if there is any goals before 6 o'clock. Remember, you can get your calls in 0141 951 1025. Robert is a Rangers fan. Robert, how are you feeling after that today?
Honestly, mate, it's unbelievable. Celtic had the strongest team out possible, and we've just showed them the character we've got. I mean, Robin Proper, I mean, he absolutely brilliant, mate. Honestly, it was tremendous. We're sitting out here at Ibrox, and Celtic had the strongest team out, and we've just totally obliterated them.
Did it come as a big surprise today, Robert, when you saw the starting lineup, the number of players that Rangers had out, the last couple of performances, the way Celtic have been this season? You know, it was a 3-0 win, just not something you ever would have expected.
Yes, totally, mate. Honestly, I could not believe it. When I seen the squad, I feared the worst, but the boys put it together, and it was absolutely beautiful.
And that's the whole point. James, the Celtic fan, on before Robert said, it's about the bragging rights. It won't affect the outcome of the league title. But in this city, in the west of Scotland, when Celtic play Rangers or Rangers play Celtic, there's no such thing as a meaningless fixture. And Robert will go on and enjoy the remainder of his night, and James will go to bed early. And that's the way it is. And then they'll deal with the reality of it all tomorrow. But on the day, to have a victory as comprehensive as that one is deeply satisfying for the Rangers supporters and horrific for the Celtic fans.
Robert, I don't know what your view of Philippe Clement and this Rangers squad and where they were going was before today's game. After that performance, has it changed at all?
To be honest with you, mate, we actually blew it against Motherwell and St Mirren. Hughes hit the nail on the head there. He's totally got it right. But I tell you right now, that just gives a wee bit of passion, the show, the fight we've got, but we need to show that every game.
Yeah, it's been remarkable that they're capable of playing that way, and they got 3 goals, could have doubled that number today, and it's remarkable just how bad they can be on other days.
Because, you know, Robert's talking about the shock that I'm not sure there would have been any Rangers fans, even the most optimistic Rangers fan, would have thought that they'd be coming away from that game 3-0 winners, whatever it was, 24 shots.
Yeah,
Celtic barely getting a sniff,
but,
really.
But that's at the stats as well, that back up. Because sometimes you can have a game like that and you can have a scoreline like that, but there's not much between the teams. Today, the stats tell a whole different story. I think maybe Celtic would have edged it on possession, but that doesn't mean anything. In terms of shots, entries into the opposition box, touches in the opposition, well, all that was in Rangers' favour, and that's the bit that counts. But for many of these games in recent years, there's been the argument that things aren't that far apart. Rangers, within those games, it's been fairly tight between them, but Celtic just had that grip mentally over Rangers. So I think today's significant in that respect, especially for Philippe Clement, that he had to get the monkey off the shoulder and get a win and just install some belief in his players that they can beat this Celtic team.
Will that be a big thing for them going forward, that when you look at what the gap is, it could have potentially gone to 17 points. It's now 11 points. Doesn't absolutely mean that Rangers are absolutely going to go on and, you know, win the title or anything like that, Robert, but it might just give the players belief that they know they can go out and perform like that and they can put together a run of results.
To be honest with you, it was a free hit for Celtic today, but they didn't take it and we did. So we've got the bragging rights for today, as you guys said. And honestly, Celtic are a great team, but we blew it the last two games.
I know that's it,
mate, to be honest.
Yeah, of course. I know that.
In my opinion,
I know that Philippe Clement will say to the Rangers players, remember how this feels. And remember how you felt on other days when Celtic have beaten you comprehensively. I mean, the first league game of the season was 3-0 Celtic. The second one's now 3-0 Rangers. That is the nature of the fixture.
3-3 in the middle as well.
Yeah. So, and Brendan Rodgers, from his perspective, will say to the Celtic players, remember how this feels, because you don't experience this very often. So do you want to experience it again?
It's a good point about the 3-3 in the middle, because that's Rangers now taking 6 goals off this Celtic side this season. Now, that doesn't happen a lot in terms of how many goals Celtic have conceded. Well, what was it before today? 4 goals in the league before today. Rangers have taken 3 off them, 3 off them at Hampden as well. So it goes to show you, if you're brave and you're defensively sound and you've got good structure about you, you can trouble Celtic, and they've shown that. And guys that make the difference, I keep going back to Egeman and Hadji, because I think they have made a real difference to Rangers. But the next stage was doing it in these games, and they did it today.
Well, thank you to Robert. Chris is a Celtic fan up next. Chris, what did you make of that performance from your team?
That was embarrassing. Embarrassing was the only word for it. Liam Scales was shocking. He was at fault for at least the first goal. Bernardo, Hatate, they were actually so bad, the three of them. I wouldn't let them on the bus home. They were absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not being funny. As you guys know, I'm very happy to... I'll accept defeat, but I will not accept no effort. And that was absolutely timid. There was no fight. There was no fire. There was nothing. And I mean, Rangers were up for it, and they deserved the 3-0 win. But that was embarrassing.
And, you know, Chris has described it more than adequately. It's all about the day. It doesn't matter what the day does for the rest of the season. Chris is really upset. Robert before him is ecstatic. James before him is really upset. It's about the day, the 90 minutes, the 95 minutes, as it was at Ibrox. And Chris has been on a journey with Brendan Rodgers that has been quite something. But today, he feels that Brendan Rodgers and his players have let him down.
Yeah, Chris was saying there that, you know, you can lose in these games. It does happen sometimes, but there's a way of losing. And, you know, Chris is saying it was maybe a lack of effort. I'm not sure whether Brendan Rodgers would think that himself, but certainly, you know, Chris named 3 players there. He probably could have named a lot more that had a real off day.
Well, I wouldn't agree with Chris in the lack of effort or lack of fight. I think there was a clearly an effort there. There was a lack of quality, I think, from every Celtic player. And it's very rarely, I'll say that, you go through 1-11 and the substitutes, and every one of them misplaced passes when they come on, you know, didn't track runners, maybe lost out in those important duels at important times. That's just a lack of quality on the day. It's very rare that it happens to every player, right enough. Usually you get maybe 4 or 5 that's had an off day and you lose the game. I can't make a case for any Celtic player on the pitch today.
Chris, just the way you feel about the performances of some of the players, do you want to see Brendan Rodgers make some changes going forward, just in terms of who starts, who maybe gets a bit more game time and who doesn't?
To be brutally honest, I don't think Liam Scales should wear a Celtic jersey again. He was absolutely—he was probably, in my opinion, the worst player in the park. And don't tell me that he doesn't trust it, because he's on the bench. So clearly, if he's on the bench, he's fit enough to play. He got it wrong in the midfield, but then again, if he'd have got it right, it wouldn't have bothered me. So I'm not going to criticise him there. But, I mean, overall, as a performance, it was shocking. And, you know, there's no sum up. And as for Mark Wilson saying there was some effort there, I don't know what game he was watching, because there was none.
Well, look, I've been in this fixture. I've been beat comprehensively in this fixture at Ibrox, but never once did I come off a pitch having been beaten saying I didn't try or there was no effort. I think anybody can clearly see, Chris, there was effort there. But the big difference, it's easy to say lack of effort. It wasn't it. It was lack of quality on the day, and that's an important thing. As for Scales, now wearing a Celtic shirt again, I think you're way off with that. I think he had a really poor game, really poor. But Scales has been excellent for Celtic, and he will be excellent again. So I'm not into this scar gun approach that because a player has a bad game, they should never represent their club again. I think that's way off it.
Well, thank you to Chris. We can get more of your calls, 01419511025, and we'll start to hear from the managers next. After they play, you have
your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Rangers 3, Celtic 0, the full time score at Ibrox today. We've had plenty of opinions. We're on till 6 o'clock, so we will go back to the phones. The scores elsewhere finished Aberdeen 1, Ross County 2, Hearts 1, Motherwell 0, Kilmarnock 2, St Mirren 0, St Johnstone 1. Hibs 1. It's 15 minutes in to the Dundee derby. It's been a decent start, actually, both sides with chances, but it remains goalless. Let's hear from Brendan Rodgers, shall we, and what he thought of today's game.
I thought the best team won, so gratitude to Rangers. I thought they had the edge in the game that we never had. We started okay first 3-4 minutes, we'd won in their half, but then we made too many mistakes. And obviously one of them leading to their first goal, and from that it gives them a lift to defend that lead and gives the stadium a lift, and then and from that we never really responded. So yeah, attacking wise, again, we never had so much in the game. So really, really disappointed with the performance and clearly the result.
He was also asked whether it was the worst derby performance he'd seen.
Yeah, I felt at half time, I mentioned to players, I didn't think that we could be any worse in the second half. A little bit better, but not much better. And two, I've got experience of coming from behind when we've been here, so I know we can do it. But we never really had that reaction today. I didn't feel that. I didn't think we were so aggressive and had that, as I said, that quality in our game and that precision in our passing in order to hurt them. So probably over the course of the couple of spells, that performance certainly wasn't up there.
Probably not a tough question to answer, just given the fact that he's got such a good record, 1-20 to uh-huh. Rangers over that time, so it probably was obvious that he was going to say that.
Yeah, best to hold your hands up. And his very first sentence, the best team won. Now, that's a perfectly accurate summation of what went on, and he's not attempting to camouflage what took place in any way, shape or form. Celtic were nowhere near it and Rangers were on it from the word go. So, as I say, best not to try and tell people that black is white.
Sean is a Rangers fan in Bishop Briggs. Sean, what did you take away from that game today?
Yeah, I thought the team was brilliant. I thought Phil got the tactics right. The back four, even though it was makeshift, I thought it was the best performance we've had all season, the back four. What do you think of the back four?
You know what, it's a good point, because a lot of emphasis was in that back four, and when you play a left back at right back, who's never played there for Rangers anyway, to my knowledge, you know, Sterling, who's just a utility player really at centre back proper, who's had his problems all this year, is a bit immobile, so you always worry against somebody like Kyogo. And then Yefte, who's good going forward, but defensively, question mark. Of course, that's a concern. And by the way, Clement could have went a different way. He could have put King in an out-and-out centre-back. He could have moved Sterling to right-back, who that's where he kind of naturally plays. So he could have went about it differently. But he didn't. He went for that. So he should take credit, because I thought they were good, not only defensively and nullifying the threat that Celtic had, but going forward, they were always in the front foot. You look at Yilmaz. How many... Yilmaz had more shots and goal than I think the full Celtic team did. Yefte, the part he played in the third goal, and you look at the centre-backs, kept Kyogo quiet for the majority of the game, so the manager should take huge credit for that.
Does it make you think about what Philippe Clement should do going forward with that defence, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, I think he should keep Tav out of the team, and I think he should also keep Butler out of the team. I think they've cost a lot of points this season. Bringing in Raskin to be captain as well, I think he made a massive difference, lifted the team as well. For your previous call, like I said in the week, as you can take the bear out of the wild, but you can't take the wild out of the bear. I think the team had so much fight in them today. Every second ball they won. Compared to Celtic were nowhere near it today.
Is that a bit of an odd one for Philippe Clement, because he'll have been happy with how Rangers played defensively, he'll have been happy with what they did in an attacking sense as well, from, you know, fullback, but when it is a left back playing at right back, when Dujon Sterling isn't a natural centre back, could you really rely on them, you know, going forward playing in those positions, Mark?
Well, it goes to show they can do it. against the toughest opposition. So why wouldn't you play them in other games?
Is it maybe because it's a different type of setup as well against Celtic than it would be elsewhere, or does that matter?
I don't know how much it matters, really. I think if you can go toe-to-toe as a right-back with Dyson Maeda and keep him as quiet as he's ever been in this fixture, and the same on the other side with Kuhn, and the same with Kyogo, who's been brilliant for a couple of years here, then how can you not do it against a Hibs team on Sunday or whoever they play the following week after that? So at least it shows you, or shows the manager, that if he does have injury problems, if he does have loss of form for Tavernier, if Butland isn't in good form, he's got a goalkeeper who's more than capable of coming in, keeping a clean sheet.
I think you need to just keep it in context. People want Scales never to wear a Celtic jersey again. Sean is saying that he would prefer it if Tavernier and Butland were left out of the side. You need to understand that it worked today. It might not work every day. There's no chance of Liam Scales never playing for Celtic again or being left outside Ibrox because the bus left without him or any of the other stuff that we've heard. And I think Philippe Clement, when Butland is fit and Tavernier is fit, we'll put both players back in the side.
Well, thank you to Sean. Let's squeeze in before we go off air John, who's a Celtic fan in Port Glasgow. John, what did you make of Celtic's performance today?
Happy New Year, Andrew. Happy New Year, Mark, and Happy New Year, Shu.
Hello, you too,
one
John.
Thing before, one minute before I speak quickly, I know I've not got a long time. Shu, you've seen loads of Rangers games before Osborne. Uh-huh. And teams 3-0 up, 4-0 up, 5-0 up. But one thing I'm going to put my finger on, there's somebody going to get a serious, serious injury. 3-0 up and a scumbag from the crowd hits young Arne Engels on the eye with a coin. The Blazers have got to do something about it, sure. For the simple reason why somebody is going to end up getting a serious, serious injury. That's all I want to say, sure. But the football...
We'll take that point, John, and I'll let you come back about the football, of course. Coin was handed by Don Robertson over to the fourth official. Arne Engels appeared to be hit by it, you know, thrown from the Rangers end. Just not the type of thing that, you know, has its place in football or in life, Hugh.
It's only a matter of days since Jim Goodwin had a bottle thrown at him when Aberdeen played at Tannadice. It's a very disturbing thing to come back into Scottish football. It has to be discouraged. This will go through the proper channels, Police Scotland. Police Scotland will then liaise with the SPFL. The SPFL will liaise with Rangers, as Police Scotland will liaise with Aberdeen and Dundee United over what happened to Jim Goodwin. So it goes without saying, no matter which club is involved, which set of supporters, the coin is a dangerous thing when thrown by anyone anywhere. And we must discourage this practice. And I'm very much afraid the only way you can do it is by, you know, CCTV, finding the people involved and taking the appropriate level of action.
We are running out of time, but just quickly on the game, John.
Celtic, as you said at the top of the show, along with Martin yourself, Andrew, complacent, lethargic, naive, just never get into the game. Rangers done their job, better team won. Do I want to tip my hat at them? No, I don't want to tip my hat at them. They won on the day. They're 24 points behind. 24 goals behind and 11 points. Minus 11. So, Philip, come on. If he wants to stay in his job, he needs to play his strongest team. Because, Mark, you've been a player. Shu, you've been a pundit for years and years, journalist. Vaclav Czerny, as a player, he's not a bad player, Shu, Mark. But he ran Celtic ragged today.
I'll tell you what, thanks to John, let's just hear from Philippe Clement before we end the show.
Yeah, very pleased that they get the reward that they deserve. So they didn't get it in this League Cup final, and that was a harsh one, a cruel one, what we talked about. Today they didn't get it, they grabbed it, and that's what I want to see. So it was a well-deserved victory. It was a very strong collective victory with some players playing out of position also, but doing a very good job, players stepping in.
we didn't play so much. So I'm very pleased that everybody from the outside can see all the hard work that the players have been doing the last couple of months.
I'm sure we could have stayed on until midnight, Hugh, but just very quickly before we get more thoughts tomorrow night.
I think the Celtic supporter who called and said that the lessons that, that should have been learned at Hampden when Rangers scored three goals against Celtic had not been learned, and Celtic today were awful. Congratulations to Rangers. Thoroughly deserved winners.
Yes, big win for Rangers over Celtic, 3-0 at Ibrox today. The Dundee derby is ongoing, just about 25 minutes in, goalless between Dundee and Dundee United. There will be plenty of reaction to that Old Firm game at Ibrox though in the coming days, and don't worry, we are back tomorrow night, usual time, 6 till 8, back in the normal schedule after a bit of a hectic Christmas and New Year. On we're on Saturday and Sunday as well, so there'll be a full weekend of Super Scoreboard coverage. Up next, we will be continuing, but you know what, looking forward to tomorrow night. I think there's going to be more action, but thank you for joining us.